This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, we followed a ton of energy stories here on Brian and Company. You know, we asked the governor about Pura. And you know, what happened with Marissa Gillette, and you know, obviously they're going to expand, it seems, and Holly Cheeseman and John Fanfaro are going to join. But yesterday, David Arcanti was his role on Pura was made official, and I want to bring in John Moritz from CT Mirror, Brian and Company. First of all, have we talked to you since you switched from CT Insider? I don't know.
No, I don't believe so. It's good to be back, though.
Yeah. Well, glad to have you on the program. I hope the move's a good one, and you've been covering this stuff a lot. I mean, was this sort of a formality with Arcanti?
He certainly faced less opposition on the legislative panel that he went through yesterday. So essentially what yesterday's move did is it advanced his nomination. He still has to be approved on the floor of both the House and the Senate, but with the vote yesterday being 20-1 with bipartisan support, at this point, I don't think we suspect that there will be much opposition to him on the floor of either chamber.
Now, does this have anything to do with or have any impact on what's going to happen with Fanfara and Cheeseman?
So the deal that you referenced earlier to expand the Pura board, that was specifically related to the governor's renomination of current chairwoman Marissa Gillette. So just to back up a little bit, there's long been two vacancies on board. You also had a third member of the board who retired earlier this year. And in anticipation of that retirement, Governor Lamont nominated David Arcanti, former lawmaker, former executive for Avangrid, the parent company of United Illuminating, to fill that role. At the same time, Marissa Gillette, who's been chairing the commission for several years, her job was up for renomination. So there are two separate nominations to the board. As I mentioned, Chairwoman Gillette faced a lot more opposition on this executive nominations committee, and that was what prompted Governor Lamont to reach the deal with a couple holdout lawmakers to expand the board and appoint two more members. But that deal wasn't really related to Arcanti's nomination, who doesn't seem to have as much opposition.
So I want to ask one more question about Arcanti, and then I want to get to the other part of it. He worked for Avangrid. I don't know how this stuff works, right? So, you know, there's no concern about, like, conflict of interest, like he's got buddies over there, and that doesn't matter?
So he was asked about that by lawmakers yesterday. His response was that he is constantly in communication with the counsel, the attorneys over at Pura, about when there might be a conflict of interest and when he would have to recuse from cases involving his former employer, but he said that's something that he's seeking the advice of the staff attorneys on.
Got it. Yeah, he seems well-liked, and you know, obviously, it, like you said, the tone of it yesterday was much, much different than the Marissa Gillette stuff. We're talking, of course, with John Moritz from CT Mirror. Make sure you can see ctmirror.org. They have great stuff there. You know, as it relates to moving forward, when news of the deal between the governor and the legislature to get Marissa Gillette to be approved for another term, to expand it, to add Cheeseman and Fanfara, the Republicans shot back and they thought that maybe they sort of alleged a quid pro quo, possibly, you know, sort of like for Fanfara's vote, you offer him this opportunity to join Pura, but that sort of faded away. I haven't heard anything about it. Can you just sort of update us on this whole dynamic and whether that's definitely going to move forward and those two are going to join Pura?
So we haven't we have not had a vote on either of them on the floor of the House where it goes next. Though House Speaker Matt Ritter has said that they will hold a vote on both of those nominees the next time the House is in session. Basically, what he said is he knows Republicans are still angry and have a lot of questions about the deal. And specifically as it relates to Gillette, the anticipation is that that's going to be a debate that lasts for several hours. So he wanted to do them both at one time rather than staggering them and having to spend a lot of time on two separate days dealing with nominations to this one particular authority. So they're planning on bundling them and taking them together, I think, in early April at this point. But you're right. Republicans have raised a lot of concerns about what went into making that deal. And the expectation is that they will air out a lot of those concerns when Marissa Gillette's nomination goes before the House and Senate, but also add that in order for Fanfara to be appointed to the authority, there is a law against sitting legislators taking a job in the executive branch during their term. So even if he resigns, he would still be impacted by that law and couldn't take a seat on the board until, I believe, his term expires in early 2027. So in order to accommodate that, there's also been a proposal to move it out of its current place in DEEP and make it a quasi-public agency, which the thought is that would clear the path for him and remove any restrictions. There's also been some talk that might not be the case and that we need more legal vetting of that move, but we haven't actually seen the bill yet to do it, so we don't really know where that stands at this point.
Yeah, and that's actually something I think that the Republicans had wanted to do anyway, so that's...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You know, it was one of maybe an olive branch to the other side of the aisle. Meanwhile, you know, we're talking with John Morris from CT Mirror.
Republicans and some Democrats have said that they want to see it moved out of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and become its own standalone agency. That's different than making a quasi-public.
That's kind of an additional step
that a lot of people don't really see as necessary other than to fill this one need to appoint a single member.
Got it. Now, meanwhile, is there anything being done to help our energy problem here, which is, you know, one of the most expensive, if not the expensive, in the continental U.S.?
Yeah, so yesterday there was a meeting of a different legislative committee, Energy and Technology Committee, that they set energy policy and electric utility policy in the state. They passed out on a party line vote a legislation that is essentially the Democrats' plan to address energy prices this session. We heard comments from the chair of that committee saying basically while they passed out the legislation and there's some language in there dealing with the expansion of potential nuclear power, natural gas pipelines, and some other things, that essentially it's still a work in progress and they're in the process of writing that bill, even as they've advanced it to go on to the floor of the chamber.
Got it. Listen, if you just Google John Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z, and CT Mirror, you'll get go to the page that has all the stuff he's been writing about these energy stories for a while. He's got a bunch of good content. So we appreciate it. And again, sorry, I didn't know you made the switch, so that's great. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.